East Coast Radio News Watch. Traffic, weather.
Well, the weather service has in the last hour updated the warnings for KZN today. Parts of northern KZN have now been upgraded to an orange level 5 alert.
The areas would be the King Cetshwayo, Zululand, as well as Umkhanyako, the district municipalities. The thunderstorms are expected to be accompanied by hail, excessive lightning, damaging winds and flooding.
Forecaster Nhlanhla Sithole is reminding us of the other warnings.
For the remainder of the province, we have a yellow level 4 warning. It's pretty much the same. The warnings are expected to cover the remainder of the province.
In other news this hour, South Africa's economy grew by 0.5% in the third quarter of this year. It follows a revised 0.9% increase in the second quarter, marking the fourth consecutive rise in economic activity.
The growth was much broader based than what we saw in the previous quarter, with two negative coming from one from clothing and one from miscellaneous, whereas the previous quarter we had three of the contractions. Similarities, we will find them, for example, in transport towards the middle of the where last quarter we had 2.4% and now 1.6%.
Stats SA's Joe DeBeer says spending on transport was the biggest driver of growth.
Food and non-alcoholic beverages expanded by 0.9, which is a turnaround from the negative we had last quarter. Similarly, we had a turnaround for alcoholic beverages, but many of the others, such as communication, recreation, education, was very comparable to what we saw in the previous quarters.
On the production side, 9 out of 10 industries expanded, with mining and quarrying, agriculture, forestry and fishing, as well as trade, catering and accommodation showing the strongest growth. KZN traffic officials have arrested a truck driver who they say was excessively over the legal alcohol limit. The Provincial Transport Department's Ntabezi Nhlesibia says the man was pulled over during a routine check on the N3 near the Tugela Plaza this morning.
A no-nonsense and energized RTI member from Van Rynien Station has arrested a truck driver with alcohol content in his blood 18 times over the legal limit.
The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education is today expecting a progress report on regulations tied to the Bela Act. Minister Siviwe Gwagube gazetted 2 regulation sets for public comment in August, focusing on grade R admissions and language policies. The committee will also be briefed on sections 4 and 5 of the Children's Amendment Bill, which aims to strengthen adoption and court processes. And in the UK, the former Duke of York has been formally stripped of his last remaining royal titles over his association with late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew, who has also been stripped of his prince title, has also been accused of sexual abuse by the late Virginia Giuffre, who was trafficked by Epstein. Andrew has denied the claims. His brother, King Charles, has now ordered that his membership of the Order of the Garter, to which he was appointed in 2006, also be removed. Andrew still retains his rank as a vice admiral in the Royal Navy, but Defence Minister John Healey says this is being looked at with Buckingham Palace. The top story this hour, the SA Weather Service has in the last hour updated the warnings for KZN, with parts of northern KZN now being upgraded to an orange level 5 alert. In other news, South Africa's economy grew by 0.5% in the third quarter of the year. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Patlele.